Welcome to Coffee and Bottles.
Welcome to Coffee and Bottles. My name is Mathusha, and I'm a full-time working mom who struggled with fertility, but now have a 2-year-old son.
And I'm Adriana, a stay-at-home mom with 3 little kids under 6 years old. And in my past life, I was an early childhood educator.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe to Coffee and Bottles Podcast, available everywhere where podcasts are available. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Coffee and Bottles Podcast.
So I was trying to put him to sleep. My son is particular about things, right? Like routines and rituals and stuff. So, he was in the bath and I was going to put shampoo on him. I put shampoo on him and he flipped out because he kept saying no. But I'm like, what's the point of a bath if you're not going to actually clean yourself?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I put shampoo on him. And then he's flipped out. He started crying. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, cry it out. Just cry it out.
Yeah.
And he's
got
to
get clean.
Yeah. So he's crying and crying and wouldn't stop. And that's when I message you. I'm like, this is not going to end well. Like, I know him. He's stubborn and he won't quit. So I'm like, 9:45. And I'm also pregnant, as you know. So I'm really hungry all the time. And if I'm hungry, I need to eat or else I'll punch someone in the face.
Yes.
Yeah.
there.
Yes. So angry. So I'm telling Shannon, I'm like, I'm really hungry. I need to go eat. And he's like, no, stay, because if you leave, then he's going to flip out. I'm like, he's already flipping out. And then I go downstairs, the food's not done. I come back up. I'm like, oh my God. So he's still crying like 20 minutes in. I'm like, I'm not going to coddle him.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing anything. I'm like, you're just going to cry it out. And I said, are you ready to come out of the bath? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, bye. Walked away, still screaming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, he's just gonna keep screaming.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's like shivering because he's not putting water on his head. He's freezing.
Oh, right.
He's shivering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, let's just take him out. So I pulled him out, and of course, that upset him even more. Bring him on the bed, and then he's like squirming and flipping himself, and completely naked, and doesn't want the diaper, doesn't want this. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stand here, and while you cry it out. So he stood there and he cried it out. And eventually, like, Shan's like the good guy and I'm the bad guy. So it's like, you know, good cop, bad cop. So he's like, oh, do you want this diaper or do you want this diaper? Like, do you want the Cookie Monster? Or do you want the one with Elmo on it? And eventually he's like, okay, I'll put that on. And he's like, do you want mommy to put it on or do you want daddy to put it on? He's like, I'll have mommy put it on. So I put it on him. I put his pajamas on. Okay. He's still kind of cranky, but he's okay. At this point, I am really, really upset because I'm like, I haven't eaten. I'm really angry. I need to eat. So I'm like to Shan, can you grab me a cheese stick? Like just cheese string, right?
Yeah.
So he goes, grabs one of those, brings them up, and he's like, no, no cheese string. And I'm like, it's not for you. It's for me. Mommy needs to eat. So I'm like, pour it open, and he's screaming his head off. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, if I don't do this, this kid's gonna get the spanking of his life. So I took it, I ate, still like he's screaming his head off. And then I'm like, do you want books tonight or do you want to go straight to bed? And then he's like, no, books. And then he's still screaming, doesn't want to cooperate. And he does this thing where it's like, nope, daddy, come. And then he'd be like, daddy, come. And then he'd be like, no, 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 daddy, no, daddy. And then he has to walk out of the room again. So it's like, he's so confused and he's going back and forth, back and forth. And I'm like, do you want this book? He's like, no, I don't want this book. I'm like, okay, no problem. Which book do you want? He's like, and then he'll name the book that I just picked up. And then I'll say, do you want this book? And he's like, no, I don't want this book. So it's like a lot of that. And then eventually he calmed down. And yeah, this was like an hour and a half of this ordeal.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. I'm like, what is the best approach to deal with this? It's like, I don't know. We've tried, you know, the whole gentle parenting and like, oh, mm-hmm. I hear you. I'm not leaving. I'm sitting here. Like all that crap. That's not working. Mm-hmm. Like at this point, mm-hmm. I'm like, you gotta cry it out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I mean, I think you bring up a good point about gentle parenting because mm-hmm. it's like, yes, it can work. Like we do that, but yeah. That's not to say we like we don't have our struggles and we don't have our moments where we're just like, this isn't working. But at the end of the day, I know it's really, really hard. Like you telling that whole story, just flashbacks, so many flashbacks to when the girls were like younger, when I was doing 2 under 2, when there were like life changes happening.
Yeah.
And it was just like half the time it was, they kind of wanted attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, like this, they're going to have a tantrum. They realize maybe something is up. Maybe, you know, routine has changed or what have you, but, like they're picking up, they're sensing something. So I have to kind of like, okay, let's take a step back. What I've been doing, especially with the 3-year-old, is I've been telling her, mama needs a minute, mama needs a break, because I'm starting to get upset. And like, I don't want to get that upset, because like, the more you do it, the more upset I get. And I even ask her, I'm like, do you like it when mommy's upset? Because I really don't like feeling upset. And I was like, like we just need a few minutes. And then once we have a few minutes, maybe we can, you know, try it again.
Yeah. And
so in the beginning, obviously, it was like, throw yourself on the floor. No way, no how.
Yeah.
But now she's kind of like, okay, I think I need a minute. I need a minute. So I'll be like, okay, good. That's good. Because like, again, it goes back to the whole, like for us, I know for me in particular, I never knew how to deal with my emotions, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And I think I'm still there, right? I'm mm-hmm. still kind of learning how to, when I'm really, really angry, like what should I do? Actually, it's like, remember we were talking about how we'd like to have an episode about like spouses. And mm-hmm. like, you know, what to do in the heat of the moment and like how we handle things and all of that. But for the most part, it's kind of like, when I get really, really upset, I do take a walk. Like I walk away because I'm just like, no, if I stay in this situation, it's going to be really bad. So I'll take a break or I'll go drink some tea or something. And then eventually I calm down, or sometimes I just even listen to music or like a podcast, right? Like sometimes all I need to do is just take myself out of that environment.
Mm-hmm.
I remember with the girls when they were really young, I was just listening to music. Like I would be walking around with my phone, headphones in, they'd be screaming and crying and like figuring out all their emotions. And I was just like, nope, you know what? You got to do this. Like, this is what you need to learn. You need to deal with your emotions. I need to deal with you dealing with your emotions. Yeah. So it's like, okay, I have to do whatever I have to do to like kind of get through it. But oh no, I totally hear you. Especially, again, I know hot topic again. We can talk about if we want to keep it on record, off record, whatever. But spanking is a big hot topic. And like in a lot of cultures, it was perfectly normal. Like it was kind of just like, I don't want to say rite of passage, but it was just kind of like every family did it, right? Like you'll hear all the time, people will be like, oh yeah, like I was spanked as a child and that was fine, right?
Yeah. And I was spanked sometimes even beaten. Right? It like that that was just normal. Culturally, it was normal to do that. And of course the times, right? Mm-hmm. This was the 80s and the early 90s, and things like that were slowly starting to fade away. But it was quite normal to to be spanked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know people mm-hmm. who got the belt. Like, it was,
yeah.
it was yeah,
or
rough.
A slipper or something. Yeah. Like,
yeah, rolling pin, broom, everything, right?
I and know, it's, I know.
It's yeah. not common. It's, people don't talk about it at all right now, mm-hmm. but I know couples mm-hmm. who spank their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they're true believers of it, and they don't believe that a child can be raised without it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, yeah. some people are not agree; they don't agree with it. I don't know. We don't do yeah. it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what it's yeah. going to be like raising him. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm going to try my best not to, but.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's so little too.
Yeah.
He's so little that it's tough, right? Because it's like,
yeah.
you want to teach him the right from wrong. But if he constantly keeps doing it and he's not listening and every single thing you've tried is not working, it's you tough. Felt, what do?
You feel.
And like I'm sure... You're not the only one, Mathusha. I'm sure everybody has gone through that moment where it's like, is this what I'm going to be doing? Is this the only way to kind of like evoke
control
a reaction?
Situation.
Yeah.
Because he is stubborn. Like, you know, if we, mm-hmm. like even with the food situation, if I give him something mm-hmm. and he doesn't want to eat it, he will starve himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like he yeah. is that kid who will like starve himself. Mm-hmm. until he gets mm-hmm. what he wants. And same thing with anything else. Like, you know, mm-hmm. when he was in that tub and he's screaming it, and Shan's like, you need to watch him. And like, I'm like, no, we're not going to stand over him and entertain this. We're not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because mm-hmm. we have another one on the way. I'm like scared to death. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how is this going to work with us coddling him and like trying to maintain like a newborn?
Yeah.
It's not possible. We have to, like, I really need to, we need to have some sort of discipline. And I don't mm-hmm. know if I told you this before, but in daycare, we have that early interventionist, but she even mentioned, mm-hmm. she's like, you should start disciplining him now.
Mm-hmm.
Not like mm-hmm. spanking him, but like, you know, teaching yeah. him that this
just
is
like
not appropriate behavior.
And like, yeah, things like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think this is the method we're gonna go with. He cries it
mm-hmm.
out
mm-hmm.
and he figures it out, mm-hmm. right? He learns mm-hmm. to control his emotion on his own, and then yeah. we give him a big hug and we talk about it. Like there's no other way I can think of that's going to work. Because if I'm standing for him, I get really upset.
Mm-hmm. And again, like think of yourself when you put into those situations, right? Like what is your reaction? Because these, as much as we try to hide it, these are our kids. Like these are miniature versions of us. So they're going to pick up on our habits. They're going to pick up on the way that we react to things, you know? So the biggest thing, my biggest takeaway is our oldest, She does the same thing that I do when I get really, really angry. Like she walks away. She needs a minute. And there's a little bit of like a disconnect there, because sometimes Papa will be like, no, don't walk away. And I'm like, no, but she needs to. Like she needs to just take a moment and just breathe and think about like her next steps and, you know. Mm-hmm. But for him, it's like, no, you don't walk away. Like you're running away from your problems. But it's like I see it the other way. So
yeah,
it's tough.
And I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I completely agree with you. Like, I don't mm-hmm. think she's mm-hmm. doing it because she's running away from the situation. She's mm-hmm. walking away to take a minute. She comes back more poised, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're,
yeah.
You know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll find her, like she'll be up in her room and she'll say things like, I'm going up in my room and I'm going to stay. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. You go, you take the time you need, but you come back when you're ready. Yeah. And she usually does, because then she'll be like, okay, I think I'm better now. So I'm like, okay, good. Like, maybe great. That helped you feel better. Like, maybe, you know, actually, I was just talking about this with Nish the other day, how when I was younger, me and a relative used to journal all the time.
Wow.
Yes. And it wasn't, like, for me, it was mostly travel. But for my relative, it really was cathartic. Like, it was really, really helpful to talk about her feelings and her emotions and everything. So I think that my oldest daughter draws a lot of similarities to this relative. And I think that, like, it's kind of nice because I was able to see how she dealt with her emotions.
Yeah.
And then now I can actually help her figure out how to deal with her emotions, like my daughter's.
Yes. And that's great that you have that to look at, right? And to see what you can do for her.
Yeah.
And she's still learning to write him, right? And
yes. Yeah. Right now she is like, she knows her letters.
Yeah. So
she can read maybe a few words, but like, we're not quite there yet, but I think when she's older, it's definitely an avenue we'll try to use for sure.
Of course.
For sure. Yeah.
No, that's great. Like, and I think it's just figuring out, like, how did this one or this child work?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And again, keep in mind the age, right? He's 2. Maybe he knows something's a brewing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe things are different. You know, it, like, when you're pregnant, you're a different person. Like, you really are.
Yes.
You really are. And those kids, they just, like, zero in on all of them. Like, they're just like, why are you so tired? Why are you so cranky? Why are you so... It's like, okay, you realize I'm growing a human in my body. But no, obviously they don't realize.
So today, the past couple of days, Shan's been getting him ready in the morning and just walking him over to daycare, as opposed to normally, you know, pre getting pregnant, I would get him dressed and get him out the door, and he would get him dressed, and you know, we would both do it together, and we would both we would ensure that whatever time I was leaving for work is when he would be dropped off at daycare. So for the past couple of days, I've been gone because we've been letting him sleep because Shan's gonna walk him over, and he doesn't start work then a little bit later.
I see. Okay.
So when he gets up in the morning, mommy's not there. So the past couple of days, he's been losing his mind in the morning. Oh. And on my way to work, I get a phone call with him screaming his head off, saying, "Mommy." And he's like, "No, mom, no phone. I want mommy." He's like, "No, mommy phone." He's like, "I want mommy." Yeah.
Not on the phone in here. Yeah. Like in person. Yeah. In front of me.
Yeah. So he's been very upset. So that could be it. And then today, he was very interesting because when I went into I was taking him out of the car seat, and he's been like, "I want mommy to carry me." Right. Mm-hmm. So he's been asking for that more. Most of the time, it's like, "Daddy, carry me." Well, he says, "Carry you."
Right.
It's like, "Daddy, carry you, not mommy, carry you." Like, okay. So more and more often, he's been like, "Mommy, carry you," like, "carry me," right? And then today, he's in the car. He's like, "Mommy, you're tired." Because I've been saying that often because I've been sleeping more, and I've been really tired, and just, you know, Lina. He's like, "Mommy, you're tired." I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
Oh, yeah, he's picked up on it. I told you, they just hone in on it. I don't know what it is. I really don't.
He is, like, it's going to make me cry. It's probably the pregnancy hormones, but he is sweet boy. He is my, like, emotional, affectionate, sweet, and just, like, all types of emotion, even anger, mm-hmm. even stubbornness, mm-hmm. like all yeah. of it. Mm-hmm. He feels big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
I'm going to tear up because I like I have a boy now. And I'm yeah. like, oh, he's so cuddly.
Yeah. And like, oh. I don't have a girl, but I can tell you boys are the best. I mean, mm-hmm. girls are probably the best too, but like, you know.
Yeah, in their own way, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. I know, yeah. It's tough. I don't know what to say.
I know. It really is. But it's, and my mom in Tamil, she was like, I'm going to say in Tamil, it's like, Mattada petta al adanguver, meaning if I should probably explain myself before I start laughing, but he's like, but she's basically like, get the other kid here and this one will calm down, like he'll behave. he'll put him in this place, like he'll make him a little bit more.
Yeah, it's not just you, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was saying yeah. that, and that's what I was thinking of. I'm like, I don't know what this kid's gonna do in a few months. Right. Yeah. By the way, I'm only 8 weeks, but I have a good feeling about it, which I did not have with the other two pregnancies, which is the same feeling I had with Logie. Oh. So, which is good. It's good news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's just hope it's real. thing yeah. but yeah
yeah we are yeah. praying and hoping.
Thank you.
Yeah with so it's actually it's so okay I'll tell you my story of like when we first found out we were gonna go through 2 under 2.
Yeah.
And we were all like one thing I realized was there was definitely, definitely more attention being craved, you know, when I was yeah. like sitting there rubbing my belly or things like that. And then she was just like, Mama, play. Like, come play now. Like, get up, don't sit down and come to me right now. So like I said, that she picked up on it like super quick. This was like early on. And then what's more is I actually found the more time, attention, and energy I spent, the less the crankiness got.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It was kind of like because I was like, oh, I have to take care and like I have to do this and that, but then I was like, wait a minute, she's here and this, and actually this is, remember I was telling you about what the therapist said, because I had gone to see a counselor on my leave, and she had said this is a blessing in disguise, because she went through 2 under 2 and she was like, honestly, she was so happy that she had that time alone with the oldest, because she almost never got that again.
Oh wow.
Right? Yeah. It really puts things in perspective, right? Like it's like, oh wow, like yeah, you're totally right, because you're not gonna have solo. I mean, obviously you'll make time and you'll have like special hour with mama or whatever, but it's never ever going to be that dynamic again. I know. It was so touching, and I was like, that was exactly what I needed to hear. And now I'm going to love her even more. Yeah. And then once I started doing that, I swear the tantrums just like. And then I realized even this time when oldest went to school and youngest, middle was with me and youngest was home, same thing was happening. It was like a bit of that jealousy, right?
Wow.
So I was like, okay. Like I can do this. I remember this. We gotta put more attention and more like effort. And for the most part, I'll do that for maybe like half the day, and then the other half the day will be the other child.
Yeah.
But it's something my mom and actually her grandma, who was a midwife. I mentioned that little tidbit in one of our earlier episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. She said, both of them said that when they're a baby, all they really need is to be held. They just need to be held. Yeah, they just need to be loved and felt and held. And the oldest one can see everything. Wow. They can pick up on everything. They can, you know, they realize like, oh, this dynamic has changed. Now I really need to act up. Like, it's again, such a change in mindset.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you may have saved my life. Yeah. So hopefully I can save yours and your sanity right now.
You make such a great point. And, you know, what I'm taking away from this conversation is, you know, we do things, whatever we do, we reflect that onto our child. So, you know, we need to come up with an approach. And I mean, me and Chan together, we need to come up with an approach where we both feel comfortable with dealing with these situations. Right. And like, maybe it's not ignoring him. Maybe it's not letting him cry it out. Maybe it's, I don't know. I'm not sure. Just figuring it out. Like, I like your point about saying, I need a minute. I'm really sorry. Like, I need a minute. I'm feeling really upset. I don't want to be upset and walk away and then come back later.
Yeah,
like that's good, and that might be something that we use. But it's just hard when we're teaming it, and it's like we're disagreeing at the same time.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's marriage. That's the part where I'm like, maybe I'm not the best to talk about. No, that is tough. And a few times I've said, you know, if there's something that you don't agree with, you have to let me know. And like, obviously Nish will definitely let me know. Yeah. And then sometimes they'll be like, no, we're still doing it this way. But I'm also learning to be flexible. Mm-hmm. Again, we're the reverse of you guys, remember? So it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm definitely Shannon.
I'm like, I can't
really deal with this. I know. Yeah. And we will have those moments. But one thing, actually, this might be something you guys can try, because this is something we had to do. Definitely for the third, is we actually helped calm each other down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like, if one of them was, you know, really starting whatever, then we'd say, okay, like, I need a minute. Papa, like, I'm taking you in, you go. So then he would try to go, and then he's like, okay, yep, that's about all I can do. So we're both like, okay, we're just gonna let them be on their own for a bit, and then we'll come back to it.
Wow. But
yeah, like, I really like it, because sometimes he's so good, because he'll just be like, mama, like, you know, don't worry, I'll help with the whatever. Yeah. So I'll say, okay, that's fine. Or I'll say, like, you get one, I'll get the other.
Yeah. And it's like,
okay. They're both bad. No, just kidding.
whereas I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, right now it's like, I get overwhelmed, I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like knee deep in it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if there's two, there's no walking away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's only, you know, standing there.
Yeah. Dealing with it. Yeah. But again, remember,
you can walk away.
Yes. always say you can't pour from an empty cup.
It's right? True.
Like, yeah. Even your emotions, if those are not being balanced properly, or, you know, like, you have to be level-headed. Like, you have to be in the right what am I trying to say here? Like, you mentally mindset. Have to prepare. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
You have to be in the right mindset to be able to deal with it, you know, appropriately.
Yeah.
And that's because why even sometimes I'll just say, you know what, like, if we have to, like we for again, because of, I'm thinking of his age, like, he's so young, you just have to have like a mantra. Remember I talked about mantra in our 2 under 2 episode?
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're only whatever, 2 years old, or they're only whatever it is, right? Like, just have that mantra, repeat it over and over. And then, again, I know it's hard. It's hard. I know it's like, you're like, oh, goodness, like, you're just saying all this stuff. It must be so easy. It's definitely not easy.
I was like, I tell myself he's only two, and it still drives me up the wall.
I know. Sometimes it's like, he's only two. No,
it's hard. But like, what does that mean exactly?
But you know what really, really, really helps and helped me again this time around? Talking to a mommy friend, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So even just picking up that phone, listening to mothers talk on our podcast, guys, or something. Like, it just helps you feel like, okay, I'm not totally alone. Like, every single parent is going through this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean anything. It's not a reflection on you. It's just how you handle it, right?
No, absolutely. I think I learned a lot right now. I'm like a little overwhelmed. And like,
I'm sorry.
It was all things that I wanted to hear, and that's the reason why we have this podcast, right? Like, if someone mm-hmm. else is going through these things, mm-hmm. at least they're going to hear it. And, you know, there's going to be moms out there judging and being like, hey, what is she doing? She wanted to spank her kid. And other moms mm-hmm. were like, who hopefully, you know, understand where I'm coming from.
That's the next step. Like, when you run out of ideas, what do you do?
Yeah.
I said, like, you're doing what you can. You guys are working together, trying to get through it. There's ups, there's downs. Like, this, you're doing everything that you can to ensure that he has the best life. And I think that's what we're all trying to do, too.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, he's the most important thing, and he's always number one. Mm-hmm. in life mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. yeah, it's just, I'm obsessed over him.
I feel like that needs to be a real
like, right?
I wouldn't say I'm obsessed. Okay, maybe I'm obsessed. Or, oh, I think that was a real
there they have one. Ooh, maybe that could be the Saturday one that I make.
Oh, there you go.
I'm obsessed.
He's like, spell it out for you. Oh, B. Not ABC, but
O. It's like O-B-S-E. So funny.
Yeah, I know. And honestly, I'm pretty obsessed with my kids too.
Yeah.
But I've also learned through years that's not the only thing in life.
Of course.
Yes. Right? You have to take care of yourself. You have to keep strong friendships over the years. Like, you need to have a good balance of your life. It's not just the kids. And I think that's the part I struggle with the most, because I'm always like, no, kids first. Me, never.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we have to put ourselves first, and then we can take care of everyone.
Very true. Yeah. Again, it's that you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yes. The best quote. The best. Yeah, you guys are doing great. You're doing great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel that way sometimes, eh?
Oh, I know. But I feel like everyone just needs a reminder that you're doing great. You're doing great. Even though it doesn't feel like it.
You're a lifesaver, giving me all this information. And...
Oh, no. I've been there, Mathusha. I have literally walked in your shoes.
Yeah.
I've been there. And I don't want, like, I had many different experiences that came with it. And now that like we're on Instagram and everything, I'm learning things. I'm putting things into practice. I'm remembering stuff from school. It's all coming together. So I'm like, okay, I remember exactly where you were. So I'm going to see if maybe something can help you keep your sanity a bit.
No, seriously.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and feel free to tag us at #CoffeeAndBottlesPodcast. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Bottles. Keep sipping on.